Maya never listens to anyone, and she's always whispering in class.
Listening in school is a really important skill, and listening to God, that's even more important. Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and we'll get started in the book of Proverbs. Here's chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. It says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Our story for today is entitled, Good Listener. "Drea makes me so mad," declared Sloane. "She never listens to anyone else's ideas, and she always whispers in class. I wish she would just sit still for 1 minute and listen to what someone else is saying." "Well, just be sure you don't let her keep you from listening when your teacher is speaking," said Mom. "Listening is your responsibility." After dinner, it was Sloane's turn to read a selection for family devotions. She quickly read through the verses, then shut the Bible. "Okay, can we pray now?" she asked, sitting on the edge of her chair. "I have homework to do." "In a minute," said Dad. "I have a praise to share. This morning, I read Ephesians 4:32 and realized that the Lord was telling me to forgive a man at work for something he had said about me. I prayed about it, and then when I saw the man, I told him I wanted to forget about what happened in the past and work on getting along from here on out. It was hard to do, but I feel so much better now. I'm thankful that God showed me what to do to help make things right." "How does God speak to you?" asked Sloane. "He never speaks to me like that." "Could it be that you don't take time to listen?" asked Dad. "I listen," said Sloane. "My teacher says I'm one of her best listeners." "You may be a good listener at school," Mom told her, "but do you listen for what God is trying to tell you?" "Take this evening, for instance," said Dad. "I couldn't help but notice that you raced through the Bible reading. The Bible is God's word, and He uses it to speak to us, so you need to meditate on it. That means carefully think about the verses as you read. Then ask God to help you draw closer to Him and live out His word in your life." "Remember how you wished your friend Drea could sit still for 1 minute?" asked Mom. "I think God would like you to sit still and listen to Him speak." So how about you? Are you a good listener when other people are talking? How about when God is talking? He often speaks through His word, the Bible. Read it and then meditate on it by thinking about what it says. You know, God often speaks through people like pastors or teachers or parents and friends too. Ask Him to help you hear what He wants you to do or say. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." And our key thought for the day, listen to God. If you'd like to listen to Keys for Kids more, you can download the Keys for Kids smartphone app. You'll hear the devotional for the day, and if you want, you can read it right along with me too. Plus, you'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids, like our internet radio station, which is just for you, called Keys for Kids Radio. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so make sure you look for it today. Just ask for your parents' permission first, and if they say it's okay, go to the App Store and search for Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.